Dr. Sebri taking an office note on patient, Marcus Aurelius Harris Trullier, Trullier, date of birth is 4/29/1969, date of service 4/22/2026. The paragraph of the patient is 56-year-old African-American gentleman who is presenting to my office today for kidney opinion. Pure paragraph. He has past medical history significant for hypogonadism, low testosterone, and getting weekly testosterone injections. Next, HIV for the last 35 years, controlled on medications. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, has been uncontrolled, and he has now a Dexcom, a Dex insulin. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hypertension. Next, elevated serum creatinine. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history was unremarkable. Allergies, no drug allergies. Social history, patient married, no children, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drugs. He is a claim adjuster for an insurance company. Pure paragraph. Family history. Father had borderline diabetes, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Mother had diabetic. Pure paragraph. Previous system reviews, no headache, good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melena. He does have nocturia times 2. No straining upon urination. He has complete bladder emptying. He does report occasional ankle swelling, no foaming of urination. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medication includes anastrozole, Genvoya, G-E-N-V-O-Y-A, Novolog, insulin, Lentus, insulin, levothyroxine, and lisinopril. Paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs, as mentioned above, the HMT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, and also retinal pheidonopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein succession bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted. Pupagraph neck is supple, stiffness, or rigidity, heart sounds are very rate and rhythm, normal swellness, too, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, acute to auscultation, no crackles of resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound, or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no skin, national neuro exam. Is non-focal pupilla. Investigations available to me include the following. Blood sugar was 485. BUN 17, creatinine 1.65. Estimate GFR is 48 milliliter per minute. Sodium 133, potassium 5.0. Normal liver enzymes. Hemoglobin A1C was 10.2, less than check, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Since patient is taking testosterone injections and has increased muscle mass, that may be contributing to his high creatinine. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria to delineate etiology. Risk factors for chronic kidney disease include chronic HIV with HIV medication, and possible interstitial nephritis, and uncontrolled diabetes with diabetic nephropathy, and possible hypertension and nephrosclerosis. Patient was advised to avoid nephrotoxic agents, namely NSAIDs, and handouts were given. Paragraph. Next diagnosis. Male hypogonadism, low testosterone, patient getting testosterone injections. He will get me his testosterone levels next visit. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently uncontrolled. He's currently on insulin and managed by his endocrinologist. Next, HIV, apparently controlled, managed by infectious disease. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hypertension. Suboptimal in the clinic, he's going to show me his blood pressure log from home and will decide on optimizing his blood pressure regimen. Pure paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 1 month with preclinic workup, and we'll go from there and report text.